Paul wanted to know in this chapter that not the wisdom of men, not in men's knowledge, but the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, "And now, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech," Paul could speak, "or with wisdom, declaring you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor the prince of the world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, and a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the prince of this world knew, for had they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ye heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. For God hath revealed them," but God, verse 10, "hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man wisdom speaketh, teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he might instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Notice what he said in verse number 9. "But it is written, I had not seen, nor ye heard, neither in the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto" who? "Us, by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." I'm so glad. You know what Jesus said before we pray? He said, "I'm going to send you a comforter." He said, "When he's come, the Holy Ghost, he's going to teach you all things. He's going to take the things of mind and show them to you." He said, "You're going to teach you." Thank God for the good teachers. Thank God for the good preachers. But I'm telling you, without the Holy Ghost, he's the one. Oh, how sweet he is. And he reveals to us the things that are Christ. You know why? A lot of people say, "I don't know what y'all talking about." Well, you know what I just got through reading? Natural man, he don't perceive the things of God. They're foolishness to him. He can't know them. He can't understand them. But I'm so glad this morning. And that's what gets me homesick sometimes, when the Holy Ghost of God opens up. We were singing that song a while ago. We all get to heaven. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if I got any voice left or not. I had a singing. But you know what? I got to think about it. Brother Danny, we got a lot of them up there. They may be in right along with us singing. They ain't singing when we all get to heaven. They said, we're here. Hallelujah. I tell you, heaven got real to me. I got a lot of folk over there. Sure do. I got a little baby sister, never did see, born, died
Woman that is first and died at birth. She's there. You mark that down. Sure is. Heaven's a real place. Hallelujah. And I pray God will just reveal to us not only what heaven's like this morning, but also reveal to us what he's got for us right now on how far we're going to get in this. Would you help me pray? Father, we want to thank you for another day you've given us. Thank you for all that blessed God that we cannot understand dirty. We must have the divine revelation through your sweet spirit deep down in our soul. Thank you, Father, for the exposition of your word. Thank you for all the wonderful things that we find in your word. And we ask you to reveal them to us this morning. Speak to us and through us, and God will ever thank you. We'll ever praise you for all that you're doing. Move upon every heart and upon every life here this morning. May your will be done. May your word go forth and accomplish that that's pleasing to you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. What we see from the scripture that Paul said, we could not understand the things of God. We cannot do it by man's wisdom, and we can't understand them. We don't have no light apart from the light of God. I was thinking about Simon. I could wish one you call him in the book of Luke. He's in the temple worshiping God. And you know what the Bible said? The Bible said he was revealed unto him by the Spirit that he wouldn't see death until he saw the Lord's Christ. Amen. So he saw him. And when they brought him in, when Joseph and Mary brought the Lord Jesus Christ into the temple, and when Simeon saw him, he said, "Blessed be the Lord." He got, thank God. He said, then he said, "I know one thing." He said, "God had revealed to me by his Spirit." Yes, I knew. He knew it because the Spirit of God had revealed it to him. That he wouldn't see death until he saw the Lord's Christ. And when he came in there, I'll tell you what, that same Spirit that told him he wouldn't die is the Spirit of God that told him and let him see. He said, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." He saw God's salvation. The Bible says, and listen, the book of John, he said, "Oh, the Father said, no man come to the Father except the Spirit which sent him shall draw him." I'll tell you, thank God for the Spirit. I'll tell you, we don't need to quench him. We don't need to grieve him because he's at work. Thank God. He's moving in hearts and he's moving in lives. And God revealed to Simon that that Christ was the Lord. He saw it. He understood it because God revealed it to him. How do we know the Lord? How do we see him? It's not with these natural eyes. It's not with these physical ears. We hear him by faith and we see him by faith. The Bible said, listen over in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, believe about the 5th chapter, you know, with Summers in there, you know what it says? He said, all these things, he said, "Our light afflictions work it for us for more an exceeding weight of eternal glory." He said, "These light afflictions, but for a moment." He said, "They working for us." He said, "They working for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." We see the things of Christ. It's not by our senses. It's not by this world. It's not by the spirit of the world. I read in the scriptures, you know what he said? He said, "God hadn't given us the spirit of the world, but he's given us the Holy Spirit of God." Listen, that we may obey him and understand him, and he may reveal the things of Christ to us. Oh, let me tell you, the word of God's a precious, precious. But I'll tell you, when it really becomes a living word to your soul and to my soul, it's when God's blessed Holy Spirit reveals to you the things of Christ and shows to you what's yours now. We got something in the future. But I want to thank God we got something in the present right now. We got it. It's ours. He's blessed us with it. Oh, yes, he has. The deep things of God. Paul said, "I'm not coming to you with man's wisdom. I'm not coming to you to teach you in man's wisdom. A man's word are enticing words." Paul was way up. He was educated. I mean, he was whipping some of the the religion. He was persecuting the church of God. He was persecuting the church and Christians. But on the road to Damascus, God got a hold of him. He stirred his heart, I'm telling you. He went blind for what, 3 days and 3 nights? Couldn't see. But I want to tell you something. He went blind physically, couldn't see. But I want the glory to God. His eyes got open. You know what? You don't want to be blind, as old saying is, a bat to the things of God. But a natural man is. Before I got converted, before I was born again, I had no desire, no hunger for the things of God. None. Now I don't know how to get somebody to pump me up, to try to drag me to the house of God, to where God's people again. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed this song service this morning. Hallelujah. I enjoyed worshiping the Lord. He's good. He's wonderful. He's marvelous. And so we're not by the senses. It's not by our imaginations. Listen, that we know these things. It's by the Spirit of God and the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He takes the things of Christ and shows them to us. He sure does. That's what he does. Have you seen him? Has he been revealed to you? Is God's Christ and the Son of God and is your Savior? Has he been revealed to you as him? Thank God. Hallelujah. He said, Paul said in verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Faith in the wisdom of men, no good. But faith in the power of God and in God is marvelous and wonderful. And Paul said, he said, I'm giving you this word. A lot of people got a head knowledge, ever learning. That's what the Bible said. But never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible said in John 8:32, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. How are you going to know the truth? Must be revealed to you through the Spirit. You know what was drew me down that sawdust trail that night? Holy Ghost, Spirit of God. The very thing that we need in our lives and in our hearts, people are afraid of. Don't be afraid of the Spirit of God. You can call him the Spirit, you can call him the Holy Ghost. Sometimes in the Bible it's called the Holy Ghost, sometimes it's called the Holy Spirit. The Spirit. Someone says that's all the same. But God is a Spirit. Did you know when God created us, we're a spirit. We got a spirit and soul living inside this body. And when we leave this body, body's dead. Body without the Spirit is dead. So faith that works is dead. That's what the Bible said. So this body is dead, but when we get out of this body, what happens? That person, listen, you'll never, your body, will, you may lay in the grave, and I may lay in my body, lay in the grave. If he comes, we'll be changed in a moment, twinkling an eye, and listen, until then, we wait until that change comes. But if we'll be changed and caught up together in that out there, but I'm going to tell you something, you will never cease to exist. You are a spirit being also, but you're living in a housely body. That's why the Bible said, and know this earth, the house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Hallelujah. When you leave this body, glory to God. Whew. He got a place prepared for us over there. He sure does. God, when we leave this body, we go into the presence of the Lord to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. And I'm telling you this morning, we need to get a hold of that and realize this is not only life. You know, I preached the other day about the things of this life. Life is more than things. Life is more than food and raiment. Life is much more than this. Life is abundant life in Jesus Christ. You can live in Him. And you will live forever somewhere. You don't cease to exist. I was looking at one grave out here this week. My little great grandbaby died at birth. I looked at it. 04. Got 10 years. Couldn't believe it. 10 years ago. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Time you can't stop. You can't back it up. You can't even slow it down. It goes so fast. He said, I don't reveal this through man's wisdom. It comes through the Spirit of God. So that's why Paul said, I'm coming to you that way. In demonstration of the power, in demonstration of the Spirit. That's one of what the Bible says. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill. What? The lust of the flesh. Boy, I need his help. It's old flesh. We're still hauling it around. You know, it'd be nice if we just got a crucified. We got to keep it on the cross. It'd be nice to just get rid of it. I mean, you can't get rid of it, though. We got three enemies, the world, the flesh, and somebody else. Who is it? The devil. Somebody said the devil's bombing. No, the world and the flesh mostly handles most of us. Paul said he had a thorn in the flesh. We got to get on in this. You know what? Glory to God. You're talking about Revelation. He said, I don't know. I knew a man 14 years ago said, in the body, out of body, I don't know. He said, who was that? Well, he tells himself later, right down there, don't he? What did he say? He said, God gave me a, he said, I saw some things. Saw some things. He said, I heard some things. He ain't told nobody. Unspeakable, can't describe them. The things that he saw. God opened the heavens to him. And he got caught up into the third heaven. I'm telling this morning, when God revealed the third heaven to the Apostle Paul. And he said, you know what God did? God gave him a thorn in the flesh, lest he be a, listen, would get exalted above measure. That's what he saw. He saw so much. He saw a real reality of it. And God gave him a thorn in the flesh. Who gave it to him? God did. He prayed three times about it. God to remove it. Different speculations on what it was, but it was a thorn in the flesh. That's all I know. But you know what? God said to him, my grace is sufficient for thee. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Yeah. God didn't remove it. He had a thorn. I got a little one. You know what? You wonder sometimes, Lord, why am I going through this? Why am I facing this? Why did I go through that? And you know what I wonder? And I ponder. And I'm not doubting God, but I'm wondering, Lord, why did you bring me so close to death back and take the nearest thing to me on this earth? He said, I'd have to go back to what she said. God knows what he's doing. You can't change for me. I told her I would. But I'm telling you, God don't make no mistakes. But he gave Paul a thorn in the flesh. He saw so much. If he waited till we saw a lot, he probably wouldn't have to give us one. But I pray that you'll be seeking the Lord, and I'll be seeking him till we want to see. I'm talking about the real. That God would reveal and we'd have a fresh vision. Paul got a vision and Paul saw and was caught up to the third heaven. But realize what God gave him. With giving him that thorn, he gave him grace and told him, my grace is sufficient. And you know what? It is. It still is. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, God's grace is sufficient. It is sufficient. We'll take care of you. And it will sustain you. You know what? A lot of times it comes to my thought comes to me, Brother Donnie. I can go on if I believe what I'm preaching. That's how I stood up that day at Carol's funeral. If you believe what I'm preaching, you can. I said, I'm either going to have to do it or deny what I'm preaching. Is heaven's real? It is. If they're there, we don't worry about them. Hallelujah. They're there, brother. What comfort. That's why I said sorrow not as others which had no hope. Folks, heaven's real. Yes, sir. It's real. One glimpse of him, we sung that song. Make all the toils of life. Gonna make it all worth it and seem as nothing. You think about that verse, our light afflictions. They ain't nothing to be compared. Hallelujah, with the glory that we're gonna see it. Stay. We ain't seen nothing. We ain't seen anything like we're going to see. Glory to God. You know what? I was thinking about this week when it was so cold. I was thinking about heaven. It ain't cold there. Just right. Glory to God. And I think about when it's dark at night. Hey. It's always light there. No night. Glory of God's the light of it. No need of the sun and the moon. He's the light. Whew. Hey, if you could see that, you'd have put a spring in your step. Glory in your soul. Hallelujah! I'm longing, getting homesick for the place called heaven. I'm getting homesick, and God will let us taste of it a little bit. You know, they went over in that promised land. Of course, that's not really a type of heaven. It's a type of a spirit-filled life. But God let them bring back those fruits. It was milk and honey for them. We had even something far better. Did you know what the Bible says? They's rejoicing when they got saved. They's rejoicing in the presence of the angels over one sinner. You know one of the first thoughts I thought? Well, they be caroling, rejoicing over there. Heaven's real. It's a real place. Well, hey, I was thinking about this verse, John 14:1. And I got to this one word. Jesus said, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house. I stopped. I said, whew, that's enough right there. My Father's house. You know what Jesus told him? He said, I'm going away. I'm coming again now. I believe he's coming just as sure as he went away. And he went away and he's coming. In my Father's house. Glory to God. My house was empty. When you had nine of us living there one time, now one, not a difference. First time, I guess, in Except for last year, I wasn't able to build a fire. First time I hadn't built a fire in the heater. I promised Carol I was going to build her a fire. But I said, she don't need one where she is. And I ain't built one yet. You know why? Come in and go somewhere near about every night. The time I get home, it's got time to go to bed. And I'm just wrapping up. Sleeping like we used to sleep. Just put on some cover. I'm looking for a place. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Jesus said, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. He's prepared a place. I want to thank God. Listen, he's been preparing for 2,000 years. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's marvelous. I'm longing to see it. I'm longing to go meet him. Did you know one of these days is going to be a glad surprise, ain't it? When the rapture comes, the Lord comes. You know what that's going to be? It's going to be a grand reunion. Going to get back together with him. You say, think you don't know everybody up there? Don't know better than we do now. Because we know Jesus told us, you know, one woman had, they told it and said, you know, she married one brother, died, she married his brother, and seven of them. Well, whose wife is she going to be when she gets to heaven? He said, we're going to be his angels. Married, not giving in marriage. Won't be getting married there. What about those loved ones? We're going to know them. You know what I heard one preacher say one time? He said, you think I'll be a bigger fool there than I am here? He said, no. Don't think so. Huh? No. Nope. You think you know somebody now? We'll really know one another then. What a wonderful place. It's full of grace. Full of glory. Streets of gold. Gates of pearls. Walls of jasper. But you know about how much people that don't know God care about it? Get you some pearls. And you know the Bible said not cast your pearls before swine. Get you pearls and your jewels and all that and take them out and give them. Just see what the hog does with them. See if they care about them. They don't know the value of that. They don't know the value of those pearls. They don't know the value of that gold. But listen, because they don't sense it, they don't understand it, they don't have no knowledge of it. I'm telling you, that's just the way it is with a natural man. He don't sense what I'm talking about this morning, don't understand what I'm talking about. But it's so, thank God, he's revealed it to us. It's real. When I was a teenager, I dreamed. God let me dream how real hell was. And boy, if you don't believe it, he let me really see how real it was. It wasn't no accident the night I saved. Man was preaching on hell. God knew what he's doing. God uses visions and dreams still. He does. But he'll open understanding. Well, you can understand. The Spirit of God will. Thank God for His Spirit. Let not your heart be troubled. You know what Jesus said? He said, peace I give unto you, not as the world give. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but in me you'll have peace. And you know what's so wonderful? World's in turmoil. Folks, we're in trouble in this world. The world is. But you can still have peace. You can have peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. You can have joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. He said, I give that peace to you. It's yours, everything. The peace of God. It's yours. It's available. Once you come to Him. Hallelujah. So a spiritual man understand not the things. I mean, he can understand the things of God because he's spiritual. These things I'm talking about are spiritual. Natural man can't understand them. That's why you got to be born of the Spirit. Got to be born again. Born again, what is born again? Well, I was born the first time in my family. I talked about it last week. Me and my brother there, Leroy. We're not double brothers. Why? We've been born again. Born the first time in the family. Stevenson family. Born the second time in the God's family. Hey. See, I was a natural man. How did I become a natural man? With natural birth. I was natural, born in this world. Totally depraved. Adam, inherited from Adam. Fell in the garden. Come here. Had to have a new birth. You know what? That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. Except the man be born again, he will see the kingdom. Can't enter it. You're already going to see it now. I'm seeing it. And I can't wait to enter it. Headed that way. Glory to God. Why? Got my eyes open. Got born again. Hallelujah. What's, no wonder the Bible says being born again, not corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God was liveth and abideth forever. And he said in John 3, when Jesus talking to Nicodemus, he said, must be born of the water and must be born of the water and the Spirit. Got to be born of the Word, got to be born of the Spirit. And that word of God. It's good. Get it in here. You about ready to go to heaven? Are you ready to go? Hallelujah. He's coming. Amen. It's going to be a reunion. Wonderful. One of these days. You see, God reveals it to us. He'll reveal His word to you now. He'll reveal His will to you. It's all through the Spirit of God. You ever had people come up and tell you, the Lord told me to tell you this. I ain't said nothing to me about it. Wait, He said something to me about it. That's okay. We got it. I mean, we need the counselors. And we need advisors. But when somebody tells you, the Lord said, do it. You better be sure. He says something to you about it. If I go and tell you, the Lord told me to tell you this, you better do it. You better inquire of the Lord. Amen. But He can tell you, and He can show you, and open up heaven to you. It sure makes this earthly travel a lot better. You can see the end of the road, into this life, that abundant life. That's what He said in John 10. I come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. Thank God. And so we don't understand these things by naturally. We don't understand them by natural senses. We don't understand them by natural eyes. Listen, we don't understand them by the natural ear. But He reveals them to us through His Spirit. We don't understand the things of God. We don't understand salvation. We don't understand the things of what in this life that it's already ours. He said, get with Him, give freely all things. The Spirit searcheth the deep things of God. And He gives us freely. It's free. All things. You say, well, I don't know a lot of things. Well, go to asking God to help you. I don't know a lot of things too, but I'm still learning. And He's still helping me. He's still revealing to me the things of God. He searches the deep things of God. God's Spirit reveals to us. I'm glad He does. Tell you something. If I had to depend on myself, and you probably most of you in the same boat, I'd be in bad shape. I won't just talk for myself. If it weren't for the goodness of the Lord. But I'm so glad I read over in the book of Psalms and the book of Isaiah. He's promised what wonderful things He's given us. Amen. I like those verses. Well, I got to reading them. Where it said in 1 Corinthians, as is written, I said, well, it's somewhere. I got looking for it. Found out where it was. Yeah, I hadn't seen you heard. I'm glad he comes on over. And by the way, he tells us in the New Testament. By the way, you know what? The Spirit of God was revealing even before Pentecost. Did you know that? Simeon, Spirit of God revealed to him before, way before. I'm glad God's still doing that, revealing to us what we need to know. Amen. You longing to see heaven? It's real. Don't miss it. One fellow said, I wouldn't miss it for nothing. If you miss it, you missed all things. Everything. Everything. Heaven's a real place. Amen. Every time we get nothing over, I think, whew, one of the days we're going. One of the days you're going to go. If you don't go there, you don't want to go to another place. Trust Christ. Trust Him. Trust Him. All the Father give me shall come to me. He that come to me, I will no wise cast out. Come on. He won't cast you out. If you don't know Him here this morning, my prayer is trust Him. You see, He said those that trust Him, those that fear Him, and then He said those that love Him. And what will He do? He reveal Himself to you. Take the things of Christ. Show them to you. He'll show you that mansion. He'll show you that place He's got prepared for you. He'll show you the things. He said all these things. He'll show them to you. And you know what? That's when the worldly things begin to grow dim. When the heavenly things become so real. And that's what I'm praying. Brother, I'm praying at night while I'm right there alone. God, make them more real. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not talking about seeing them with my natural eyes. Of course, He can do that if He wants to. Them angels are around us. He can open our eyes to them if He wants to. By the way, I got to hush. You think about them angels. Encamped around about them that what? Fear Him. Well, beautiful, they're riding with you down the road, ain't they? Hallelujah. Hey, when you think you're by yourself sometime, just think, hey, there's angels sitting over there. It's all around you. Did you know what? They were there before we even got saved. Amen. They're their protectors. I could see them any time I've been took out. Before I ever converted. But God was sparing me. Hallelujah. Because He knew what He was fixing to do. Hey, angels encamped around about us. They'll tell you about it, I'm going to hush in a minute. A few minutes. But did I tell you about reading one time about this missionary was in this foreign country? And they got tired of him being over. They was going to his house one night. And one of them, you know, back where it was at, one of, you know, they have houses, but nothing like ours. Some of them they called huts, but anyway. A bunch of them got together. They was going to go to his house that night, and they just going to get rid of him. Well, you know what they saw when they got there? Never did get in the house. They saw all around that house. They thought they were soldiers. They thought it was human beings all around that house. Scared them off. They never got him. You say, what was that? Angels. God sent them there and He let them see him. Hey, I like this verse. You remember when the man of God was on the mountain? They got tired of him. It was Elijah? I get Elijah and Elisha mixed up. Elijah wasn't it? Upon the mountain. Boy, the kingdom sent some army at him. They couldn't get him. And The servant. His servant. Elijah's servant. And asked, Master, what are we going to do? You know what he prayed? God. What did he say? Open his eyes. And when God opened his eyes, you know what he saw? That mountain was full of horses and chariots. That's why they couldn't get them. God opened his eyes. See, the man of God knew that. And you know what? I'm praying. God open our eyes where we can see. You're not alone. You say, I got a chore I got to do by myself. No, he's there with you. You know when Peter was in prison? Who got him out? Angel got him. telling time when I walked through a store, or even one of these grocery stores here in town, that door says, whoop. I said, they think they got some technology, don't they? You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the doors open with their own accord when Peter and that angel walked out. They didn't have to get a hacksaw or a pry bar. It opened up. And guess what? When Peter got down there, where they was praying, you know what it said? They thought it was a ghost. One of them run back and said, oh! They couldn't believe it was Peter. They thought it was his angel or ghost. I told him, I said, well, they was praying for him to get out. Then when he got out, they sort of shook him up, didn't it? Amen. God opened their eyes. Guardian angels. God, let us see it. It's ours. Hallelujah. Stand with me. Praise God. Please.